This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey guys, support for today's show comes from Dashlane. Dashlane makes everything you do online easier. Fill out forms fast, remember all your passwords, and keep your online data accessible and safe with this all-in-one app. We've talked a lot about our issues with passwords and password management in the past. I went through this phase where, and I've talked to you about this, but I was like, if these hackers are going to be coming in and getting my password, might as well give them a laugh, right?
Same.
Might as well like actually make them bust up laughing.
Well, I think it makes them less likely to take my stuff because they go like, this guy's cool, actually. This guy's one of the good ones. He gets it.
Or maybe I'll have time to like catch them. I'm thinking of maybe like a future version where I'm like kind of riding around in cyberspace on like a...
Like a moped, like a
yeah, exactly, yeah, like a moped that's made moped of like light thing. Signals and ones and zeros and stuff. And so if then they're laughing, I can like catch like lasso them.
You have more time, yeah,
right. And so I would do these funny acrostics,
sick,
where like you know like it's a poem where the first letter of a word, like all the first letters spell a different word. So I would spell password on the left hand side. But, and this is like kind of gross for an ad, but it would be like password, penis, ass, stinky, sticky, wizard. I couldn't really think of something funny for that
one. You didn't go with wiener or wang piece or anything?
Yeah, I couldn't. I just couldn't think of it.
Sometimes you just, in the moment, you just can't.
I didn't. And it wasn't really, I did spend a while thinking about it, but I just, at some point, I was like, let's not let the perfect be the enemy of the good here.
Yeah. Because wizard's funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's like kind of, you know.
Stinky, stinky wizard, I mean, is what, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Did you do the O, or?
I ran out of room, A.
Yeah.
And they don't let you do paragraph breaks. So it's not spelling anything on the left. It is just one word.
So I had a thing where I would do, not to get too political or anything, but I would do, my password would be, just Tucker Max backwards because I consider myself to be the opposite of Tucker Max.
Interesting. The opposite or like the mirror in like a mirror.
I'm sort of like the shadow world version of
you're him. Looking in the mirror and seeing Tucker.
And I'm seeing this freaky like inverted creation that is Tucker Max. I guess a lot of people describe themselves that way. Like they're basically the anti Tucker Max and a lot of hackers in particular.
Okay.
And so it was getting cracked dozens of times, like per hour, and people were getting into my stuff. And you would think they would feel some sort of kinship with me then to go like, oh, this guy also, you know, doesn't hope they serve beer in hell.
Right.
But that was not ever their feeling. They would absolutely drain my savings and change all my passwords and change my social media profile to have me just trying to sell people those sneakers. If you remember those like gold sneakers that would come up a lot.
And the proceeds from your book were like, of course, in your savings. Actually, I actually hope they don't serve beer in hell.
Yeah. I actually hope they don't.
So
how about that?
Stick around later in the show and you'll hear how Dashlane has helped us out. So I'm freaking out. Like it's me and Penn Badgley, not that one.
Yeah,
not the one you're thinking of.
No, not Penn. Like Penn.
One N.
Not Penn. No one. Wait. Who's Penn with one N?
That's who I was with.
You were with Penn. Penn Badgley took the second N off.
No, it's not.
You know what?
That's a
he
different
was due
one.
For. Oh, you were with Penn Badgley.
Yes.
When you say Penn, I think, oh, he was with Penn, Michael Penn, the musician. Then I think, oh no, not the musician, the magician. And I think, oh, he was with Penn from Penn and Teller, who was telling us who's got it this week, and he's calling bullshit on some of your stuff. And then I think, oh no, it's not that Penn, because I hear Badgley. And then I, when you say not that one after Badgley, I think, oh, you just mean the two that were in my mind. But you're thinking a different Penn Badgley entirely.
Penn Badgley is, yes, he only has one N in his first name. He is a poet police officer.
Wow.
So that's why that's why he's named that. Those are the two things that he uses for his.
Am I allowed to talk?
Oh no. No, it's fine. So that's...
No, I mean, if you want to say that, like, you get it or, like, that's cool. So it's a poet police officer named Penn Badgley, because that's what he uses for his job. He uses his pen to write poems.
The pen for the poems, and then the badge, because he's very Badgley when he... And when he's Badgley, he can get quite Badgley indeed, because he's pulling the badge and showing you and saying, do you have any idea how fast you were going?
So if you'll recall, I was freaking out. And...
Because you're on the police end of him, not the poet end of him.
Yes, because, yes, Penn Badgley has shown up because I am creating a disturbance. I'm in a glass blowing class, and I need to make a fishbowl before my fish runs out of air. I'm holding my fish in my hand. And the instructor's
sort of taking his time with other students, and you're going, can we speed this up? We get it.
Because my fish is like, it's like, it seems fine. It seems to be getting more energy in my hand. It's like hurting me, and it's kind of cutting me a little bit, and it bit me.
Mm-hmm. What kind of fish?
Betta fish. Better than your fish, that's for sure.
Okay. I deserve that. No. So can I ask an annoying question? In a glass blowing class, is there no finished glass around? They're counting on you to... They don't have any examples of what you might make in the class?
Nothing. So this was interesting. They had a lot of... It was fall, so they had a lot of pumpkins.
Okay, which are closed.
And so I am putting water... I have like a big arrowhead... jug, like for an office water cooler jug. And so I'm pouring that on the pumpkins to see if they'll like take any water that I could put the fish in. Nothing. Nothing open that will like actually hold water. Pumpkins, right. And that's basically it.
That sucks. Oh, that's bad luck.
Really nice though. I made one. You want to see?
And Beth, I mean, we're sort of punishing you by making the story like two or three times as long as it normally would be now.
You see it?
Oh, wow. Ended up making that instead of a bowl for your fish.
I ended up making a glass pumpkin.
It just is so tempting. I think everyone gets hypnotized by seeing that pumpkin, and they just say like, whoa, that'd be cool if I finished one of those. And so anyone in your situation who has the fish.
I follow directions too well. Beth.
Yeah.
And where today we are, of course, we are gelling like Beth Stelling, and isn't that right? And a lot of people don't remember the Dr. Scholl's commercial, but I do. And I remember you lobbied so hard for it to be gelling like Beth Stelling, and you were one of the final two people in that contest. It was you and Magellan.
Interesting, actually, I auditioned for it. And I'm the one who, in the audition, improvised just the entire marketing thing. I'm gelling. Like, because I actually meant I'm jealous, but they misheard me. And then they were like, did you say just I'm gelling? And I was like, yeah.
What were you saying?
And then
saying,
they stole it from me.
What were you saying you were jealous of?
Yeah, same question. But I'll take my response separately.
So
answer Hayes's and then afterwards get to mine.
Hayes, I was jealous of their, ironically, their pens, because they had they were taking notes on all the.
That's not irony.
That is deliciously ironic.
No, it is, because it's the name of the police officer.
Right.
And you had already been talking about him. So it's ironic that was also what I was jealous of.
When you say something that someone said before.
And Sean, I'm jealous.
That's being ironic.
Your vocabulary.
Oh, yeah, because I have such a keen sense of irony.
Mm-hmm.
I never mislabel it, ever.
Exactly.
Beth.
So, yeah.
People are like, how'd Beth get on this show? Well, she's friends with Devin already.
Yep. Yeah, that's how I did get on.
Back You're channel. Friends. Because Devin famously loves, like, he's Mr. Moonlight, aren't you?
Dr. Moonlight. Dr. Moonlight.
he went back to school.
Yep.
He is the producer. No, he's not.
He's our sound engineer for the podcast I do with my mom.
Yes. Producing it.
I don't produce it, that one.
He has good input.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's very kind.
What's one idea that Devin has had? Yeah.
He suggested my mom sound like a little sexier just to bring people in.
Something for the boys.
It's always
an issue.
Yeah.
You're making content. Doesn't it hurt to help the boys feel a little included there in your
Yeah.
He does this thing that's so disgusting. Where, like, he does this for us, too. It's always, like, can it get a little sexier in here? Then he licks his finger and, like, puts it in the air like he's trying to detect if it's windy. But I guess it's, like, how he detects how sexy it is
like
in the
room. Like, sexiness. Yeah.
Yeah.
You
can feel it in the air. You can feel it. You feel the temperature raising.
It's not so much a wind as much as a humidity.
It's a humidity.
Would wrap around the finger in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
It's so gross to me, but it worked.
It works. I mean, our numbers have gone up so much because every now and then, Devin, he'll do it during this. He'll just stop something. We cut it out, but he'll go, hey, give that to me again, but make it so damn horny.
It's so funny that he said it like that because the way he said it for me and my mom is he would say like, hey, let's stop for a second. Can we get a little hornier? And he would always go up.
Yeah. So he caters to his audience a little bit.
I think it's because he was talking to women that he wanted to
sort of like exactly.
mm-hmm. go up mm-hmm. a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and look, the genders are different. Let's say it. And for men, horniness is down here. And for women, horniness can go way up here. And Devin knows better than anyone where it lives.
When he's talking to us, he says, fellas, can we make it a little hernier in here? He says hernier.
That's weird.
That's strange, yeah.
You're doing a show with your mom. What's her name?
Diane.
Great mom name.
Diane.
Perfect mom name.
Diane Duval.
Wasn't that what Superman and Batman's moms was named?
Really?
No, Martha, right?
Oh, yeah. That's Martha. Pretty close.
It's the same name.
Very close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Diane has like a little more edge to it. And they're different letters. They do begin with different letters. That's the other thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They start with different letters, but then there's one of the same letters.
Yeah. You're right.
So it's like, if we're just going to go letter by letter, it's like, watch out when we get to number three, man.
Because they're going to find a couple similarities. Uh-huh. Just the one, actually. You're going to find one similarity.
Just the one letter, but still.
And she's being weird on the show or normal?
She's being normal.
She's being normal? Finally.
Mm. Yeah.
Can we get a normal mom on a show for a change?
I agree.
It's always got to be some wacky mom on all these shows.
No, she's really normal.
Not like that Allison Janney.
Mm-mm. No, she's like a real wholesome mom. She's not saying anything too crazy.
Mm. Sounds like a good show. So it's you.
I'm kind of going for just like something you can fall asleep to.
Mm.
So in that way, it works, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'll try anything once. So I'm putting that on and then I'm just going and I'm trying to fall asleep. And your
try
mom,
not to fall asleep, honestly.
Try not to. And your mom is being inspired by Devin to bring some horniness into the mix.
Yeah. Because it is bedtime.
Okay. Well, it might help your dreams.
Beth.
What?
You are known as, of course.
Are you going to read my bio?
I wasn't going to. I can. Where do I find it?
I'd rather you not. Honestly,
BethStelling.com?
No, it's actually it's punchablebutts.com.
Punchable butt. So it's like Colin Jost's book, Punchable Face.
But it's punchable butts.
In this case, it's your butts. Okay. Yes, I will read it. Beth Stelling is one of the hottest up and coming comics and on the American comedy scene. She is known for her crowd work and observational comedy about family, food. This says family, comma, food, period.
Honestly, I could, like, you know, I didn't write my own bio. Of course, I hired someone to write that. And they had listed a couple other things, but I said, cut those. I said, cut it right there.
Whether it's a corporate event or family reunion. So I guess that's the family thing.
Yeah. That.
Beth Stelling will bring laughs to your life and money to your restaurant.
It's true. Yeah. Because people say that if I'm in there at the restaurant making jokes, people eat 74% more.
The people will eat a lot more.
Because I'm still talking.
They order a second entree and they finish about three quarters of it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's usually what happens.
So let's talk about live comedy.
Mm.
Yeah.
This is a cherished institution that is now being in trouble.
Is there anything you miss more?
That was a very funny way to put it.
Yes. Sorry. I'm so used to Hayes that sometimes I blow by these things and people do
get
upset.
It was a gem.
But it's a great way to put it, right? That it's a cherished institution that is now being in trouble. And that is scaring the hell out of me. I'm feeling scared, shaking like a leaf, because I have learned a lot about myself and my loved ones during this time, this different time of this pandemic and this novel coronavirus. And me and my guy friends have become a lot more vulnerable with each other. That's been really illuminating. We've opened up. We talk about shit that we never would have talked about before when we just took each other for granted.
Can you share some of the private things that they've shared with you? Specifically about a couple people that I'd be interested in. Like, can you share some of their secrets?
Some of my guy friends' secrets? Oh, well.
Like the things that they got really vulnerable about.
Yeah, when they've gotten vulnerable. Just like, well, Devin, for instance, was talking about like how he used to collect baseball cards.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which, like, I never think of Devin that way.
No.
Like, I just don't.
I did share this in confidence, Sean, but...
But Beth here has prided out of me, and Beth, she's some sort of master interrogator.
It's incredible.
And now she's going to use it for her famous crowd work. She collects weaknesses like Scarecrow.
Yeah. I don't have to, though. It's not like I need it.
Have it.
Okay.
Rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it is how I feel about Devin's baseball card weakness.
Same.
So that sort of thing has happened, and that's been amazing. But the thing that has been negative, and there is a negative side to it as well, is that live comedy has not happened.
It has absolutely blown a hole in my life. The absence of this. I go to the grocery store, and I get to the front, and I'm like, hey, it's me, and here are my two friends. And they're like, okay, you don't have to bring... People. Two friends,
yeah,
to the grocery store.
Yeah, they're like, it's
not.
In fact,
we'd rather you not bring anybody.
They want us to shop in groups of two or fewer.
Yeah, it's pretty much the opposite of the two drink minimum.
So that's been weird. But what about you? This is your.
I don't think it's the opposite of the two drink minimum.
Oh, I feel attacked.
I really don't. No, but it's the same. But it's the irony issue again, right? Where, where just if we're not being accurate, like here I am, like opening up, sharing some of Devin's most painful secrets.
And you know what else? I think that this is really uncomfortable. Like this is the second really uncomfortable moment that we've had where you've called me on my bullshit. And that's like another thing that
he's like pen
I've been dealing with in the pandemic. Yeah.
The pandemic.
The pandemic. The yeah.
The opposite would be going to the to a sad movie instead of seeing live comedy and being
to
made
give
to
them
sell
two drinks.
To sell two drinks.
Sell them.
You're right. I hope that happens. That sounds good. I don't. So you, I'm sorry that you guys are going through such a hard time and it's been such a huge hit to your careers. But I'm fine without live comedy.
No, you're not, Beth.
But why,
no,
Beth? This is your blood. This is the very blood in your veins.
I was waiting for an out.
Mm-mm, no, Beth.
No. No.
Do you guys...
No, 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 no,
no.
Did you see through this and you knew that I needed you to beg me to stay in live comedy?
Beth, live comedy needs you and you need it. This is everything, okay? Please. We're going to reopen the meltdown.
Why?
It's going to be me and you.
Okay.
And Jonah too. And we will get in there and we will fire this up. We're going to create the comedy bubble. We've seen it work for hockey. We've seen it work for basketball. We're going to create the comedy bubble for live comedy performers like you, like us, to a lesser extent, like I'm trying to think of someone who's like lesser extent.
Who's like not as good as
yeah,
us?
Yeah, I guess.
Should we name those people or?
It would be helpful if we just even threw out a couple ideas.
I do just want to clarify that when Sean says me and you and Jonah too, he means like Jonah too is like Gallagher too. It's not like actual
it's not
Jonah Ray.
Jonah Ray, it's the second
Jonah Ray
coming.
has licensed.
He's yes, he's sold his act to his brother, and
wow.
Just as long as they don't work the same clubs, it's going to be okay. So yeah, but it'll be us and we'll get a whole crew in there, and finally people will have their funny bones absolutely obliterated once more.
I think as long as we're staying safe and each have our own microphone.
What material are we doing these days, Beth? Give me a sample of what I might hear in there.
Wow.
Just a topic even that you might go to town on.
Washing your hands.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Maybe maybe something about how jeans don't even fit anymore.
That has been my experience.
That's my bit.
Oh, that's yours? Shit. Oh my God, we actually do really need to kind of just cross-reference some of the bits we've been writing in quarantine, because like I don't want to be doing your jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'll be easy in the bubble, because we'll only be doing them to each other.
Oh, I thought, so there's not going to be an audience. We're not social distancing. Is it just like comedy for each other?
There will be a digital audience. So I don't know if you've seen an NBA game recently, but they have the fans
right
wirelessly digitally projected into the fan crowd.
Wow, that's going to be an exclusive bunch.
Yes. So they can be there. They can hit a button where I guess they can type the word laugh as like a command.
That's cool. Or maybe it could be I guess I'm used to laughs, but we could, are they going to be able to heckle? Cause that's something I really miss.
What kind of heckling do you get the most?
Probably just like ranch.
People,
like they're just
and
calling for
that
ranch.
Might not be for you. Yeah. I actually think that
be for the waitress maybe.
Yeah. I think that might be unrelated.
I mean it may be that either Sam Elliott or Ashton Kutcher just walked in.
Really?
Yeah.
Like into this,
like they
not
just
here.
Walked in.
No.
They've walked into the back of the comedy venue
club
as you're performing and everyone's going, "Oh my gosh, it's one of my favorite stars of the beloved Netflix comedy show The Ranch."
Oh. Right.
And so you only heard the beginning.
It's interesting because Yeah, I've actually never seen that. So I was that would have been lost on me then and now.
There could be a ranch command. There could be a command for people to, for their digital avatar to scream out ranch.
Yeah.
There has to be, so yes, everyone has to bring their own microphone. It has to be, of course, you have to be washing it a lot.
With water?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you wash your microphone with?
And you got to bring your own water.
This is crazy.
You have to bring your own microphone water.
It's feeling like I don't even know if I want to be a part of it. Like, I know that it would be fun to do with you guys, but Beth, live comedy just isn't the same if I'm having to wash my own mic.
See,
like, I didn't get into comedy to wash my own mic. I want somebody to do it for me.
And, you know, as someone who's been following your career, this is a little sad to see. I do remember the Beth Stelling, who industriously washed her own mic after every performance.
And washed all the other stand-ups' mics.
Yeah, but that was when I was trying to come up, and I don't take shit anymore.
But now, think of, like, that next, you know, like, it's the next Beth Stelling who's the person that you're, like, sort of flippantly tossing your filthy mic to after every show.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
There's no need to pull the ladder up behind you, Beth. Like, I think it's a good example for all the young comics in there, some of the ones who are worse than us that we mentioned earlier.
Yeah, like a Ahmed Weinberg. And
yes, thank you.
Yeah. Like, they see Beth washing her own mic, they go like, wow, Jesus, if Beth Stelling's washing her mic, then I guess I have to do it too.
I'm flattered. I don't look at myself that way, so I think you're right. Like, I really should kind of reconsider what I said earlier and sort of take it back.
Okay, and I'd like to give you space to do that.
Do I need to apologize, do you think?
It's got to be a big formal apology.
Like now, or should I go away and write?
This will be the public one, and we'll expect a private one as well.
Okay. The public one is, I appeared on a podcast recently with two young boys, and they were asking me to join their comedy bubble, and I made a mistake. And one of my answers, I took it too far. I was a diva. I'm ashamed. And while I don't really feel like I did anything wrong,
no, Beth.
I do want to say I'm sorry.
That's the worst part of the apology. That shouldn't be a part of the apology.
It was going really well. You can't say that.
You would need to at least admit that you got caught up in your lifestyle.
Okay. What is this? Twitter? I thought it was like just an official apology that I submitted and there wouldn't be any comments made to me again.
I guess we are being a couple of reply guys.
Yeah.
This is all we do is make comments.
Without comments, there's no
show. The whole show is funny comments.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. I got caught up in my diva lifestyle and I want to apologize. Mm-hmm. I will be washing my own mic, and I hope it serves as a reminder to all the comics coming up in the bubble that hard work could pay off.
Hey, while you're washing mics, you should probably take a look at that Mike Rowe.
Yeah.
From all the dirty jobs he's doing.
Yeah, he could use Mike a real Rowe? Washing. That's it. You know, that's the kind of thing usually we ask people to look that up before they come on the show. That, like, you know, you're coming on to do Hollywood Handbook. Like, yeah, you're going to want to familiarize yourself with Mike Rowe a little bit.
I thought micro penis is where, honestly, I thought that was going. Micro.
Yeah, it can lead to confusing conversations.
Micro.
And we'd be like,
penis.
When someone's saying, like, boy, get a load of that micro penis. Uh-huh. And you're expecting to see one that's very small, but then it is the penis of Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
And he's packing heat.
How can you tell?
Beth. You know, during this time, me and a lot of my guy friends have become a lot more vulnerable with one another. And it's just been a time for sharing and just, like, learning about each other
in
a way that we probably would have been uncomfortable with before.
This means you've been sharing dick pics with your friends?
my friends. I mean, with Mike Rowe, yeah.
Hey guys, support for today's show comes from Dashlane. Dashlane makes everything you do online easier. Fill out forms fast, remember all your passwords, and keep your online data accessible and safe with this all-in-one app. Dashlane even safely remembers and autofills all your login information so you won't get slowed down by forgotten or misspelled passwords. So I really want to apologize for this. Like, Dashlane has been one of our best ad partners. They've been like so nice and supportive. I genuinely get a lot of good use out of their product. And we have received they've contacted us about basically the last ad that we did, and specifically what I did, where I used password to spell out like the first, like
a humorous acrostic. Yeah.
A humorous acrostic. Yeah, exactly.
Password. You did.
Yeah. And it started like password, P-A-S-S, and it started penis ass stinky stinky, and this is like that's not who I am, and in fact I didn't come up with this, it was Brett, and so what I need Brett to do now is apologize,
take responsibility, be a big boy,
and actually come up with a new funny, like still funny acrostic, but that actually doesn't use words like that.
Apologize for what exactly though? My body? Apologize for
I mean, that would be great. I've actually been hoping you would do that for a long time.
Everybody's fingers crossed, been hoping that would happen. Yeah.
Wait, people have been talking about that?
I'm not expecting that to happen now, but I think you can apologize for the nasty acrostic poem that you came up with and come up with one that's like still funny, but like much cleaner.
Okay. All right. I am sorry that for anyone that feels like I said something wrong, you know, I'm sorry they feel that way. And I feel differently. I feel like I'm proud of my body and, you know, even the stinky, stinky part. But that's, you know, that's subjective. And
you
were
saying that's two different parts. And that's why it's in there twice.
Well, yeah, there's a couple stinkies.
And again, I really, like, it's
more than
another
two,
ad for,
I
and
left I, out a couple.
I genuine, it's a password manager that I really use. Like, it is very useful to me. I don't want to get into this again. I just want to get to the clean, okay, nice acrostic. I mean, plus, Dashlane works across devices, so you can access your accounts no matter what device you're using, computer or phone. I have it on both my computer and my phone, and I'm concerned that they're going to make me give one back.
All right, here we go. New password. And it has to be like whatever you call it. Starts with the same letter.
That's the entire premise.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect anatomy.
Ugh.
Smells scrumptious.
And wizard stays, obviously.
Wizard, I guess, would stay. And then just like last time, we don't have to do the rest.
No more space.
Ready to enter a radically easier internet? Visit Dashlane.com/handbook to start your 30-day free trial of Dashlane. No credit card required. If you like it, you enter code handbook at checkout to save 25% on your premium subscription. That's Dashlane.com/handbook and code handbook at checkout for 25% off your premium subscription.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, That's big Milg energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to Milgs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your Milg!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
We will be staying at the Ha Ha Hotel. It's where everyone in the live comedy bubble will be situated. We will... what's the food? We have to make sure that there's food.
Chicken. Like, here's chicken. The thing. It's our
chicken.
It's our
it's
chance.
Settled. No, your first instinct. You ever read no. Blink by Malcolm Gladwell? It's chicken. You thought of chicken because that's correct.
Okay, but I was thinking this is our chance to not have to stay at the Ha Ha Hotel, to finally reinvent comedy from the way we saw it before, now that we're doing it in a bubble. So, like, we don't have to stay in shitty hotels anymore or eat chicken fingers from the club. Like, maybe we try to be healthier.
The Ha Ha Hotel.
So what's your version of this? The Ha Ha Hotel's
and see,
really
and
nice.
Once again, I'm remembering Beth Snelling's early career where she was so, I remember your, like, her
so
face.
Honored to enter the Ha Ha Hotel, even to just be allowed to stand on the curb outside and to get kind of lightly whacked by the revolving door as it swung by. It kept sort of clipping her shoulder and almost knocking her down, and her being like, this is my dream, this is what I always wanted to do.
Again, I've been kind of called out here and brought to my knees really with that memory, because I absolutely forgot, and I don't want to blame the pandemic.
No, I
no,
mean
let's not do that.
But
let's be kind to the pandemic for a change.
Okay. But I do feel like my memory's been altered and time has been passing extra quick or slow. And I feel like I forgot the old me.
Kevin, and edit right. note, take out the pause between extra and quick on Beth's track.
You got it.
And so I do remember the time where I was just honored to be there, just to sit in the lobby and wait hours for my room to be ready for all the cum to get wiped up. And the and all the drugs put back in the drawers. And to go in mm-hmm. there and make a dirty Keurig before the show.
Nasty Keurig.
While I write my set list and
Green Mountain Coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hollowed out Bible in the top drawer with a handgun inside of it just in case.
Exactly. And a couple of used condoms in the used condom pit. The space between the wall and the bed.
Boy.
And a little barf sometimes. Sometimes a little barf they missed.
Mm-hmm.
I do miss it.
I remember you being honored to be in that place with all those things you just described. And now, all of a sudden, la-di-da, Miss Diva.
I know. I lost track of the real me.
Why'd we get into it? You know what I mean? Like, why'd we really start? Why'd we start doing this? This crazy job we do that's insane. To get up alone with a microphone and go, I think I can make these 100 people laugh. You know what I mean? The most fucked up, demented job idea you could ever have.
You're
what
right.
started that?
I think it's some... I mean, I don't want to blame my dad, but I feel like... I think that's a pretty good excuse that a lot of comics like to use. You know, sort of like, my mm-hmm. dad.
Yeah.
The answer for me as to what got me into this, and is also, I think, what's going to get us out of this
mm-hmm.
and save live comedy,
yes,
is the same. And that answer is Shorty's watching Shorty's.
Okay.
Hello.
That yeah. show. So let's think about this.
Mm-hmm.
The show, Shorty Watches Shorties. Nick DiPaolo and Patrice O'Neill are babies.
Yes.
And when Nick's mom, baby Nick's mom, is away, the babies get together and they watch animated clips of stand-up comedy performances. You know about this, Beth.
I'm fully lost. Is this...
You never saw the Shorties watching Shorties?
Is this real? Is this a Google? Can I rent it somewhere?
Yeah, you could. Yes, you could probably.
Is it on CISO or YouTube?
I think the rights are sort of being passed around right now.
Okay.
It was on Comedy Central. And when would you say, Sean?
It was probably in the late 90s, right?
It's got to be post
2004.
Yeah. April to December 2004.
Oh, April wow. to December 2004.
Okay.
It was animating stand-up comedy performances, and it's having these babies watch them.
This now, is news to me.
Does anyone remember this show? This is what got me into comedy. It was like six stand-ups. Who's the guy that call him like the bulldog or something, and he got a voice like...
Oh, Bobby Slayton?
Bobby Slayton is like the main guy, and it's like six stand-ups, and they were just like playing cards and telling street jokes. And that was an early Comedy Central show I remember that said, I gotta do this.
Wow. And look at you now. This is pretty yeah. much what this is.
No kidding.
That's another thing we can bring back. Hey, you ever noticed that like being in a Zoom with your friends is pretty much basically the same as being on an episode of Tough Crowd?
Yes.
We could just be doing Tough Crowd now.
I don't know. Hayes, I feel like you're calling.
I do too. I do too.
Guys, I have a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
For the last,
please,
I
want to
say, for the last 4 minutes, I want to say that I've really had to pee to the point of discomfort, and I'm wondering if maybe I could just run to the bathroom's like right there. It's not even far, and I have a key. They gave me the key.
You can go. You cannot mute the computer.
Okay, I'm gonna.
Mute yourself. We don't want to hear.
Oh,
we don't want to hear you. That's
but wait, hold on.
Disgusting.
If I keep these in, can you hear me pee?
Yes.
So Devin answered that very quickly.
Wait, so then I can't hear you if you're talking about me.
That's also true.
Okay,
I'm gonna go really quick
now. This is a really difficult situation.
I feel like it's like.
But go. You should go.
Go,
you should
go. We'll figure it out.
But will you be here when I get back?
That we can't promise because we.
This has never happened before.
If I find this Bobby Slayton show, I'm going to be watching that for the rest of the night.
Okay, please don't leave. And also, I feel like if I took you in there and you had to hear me pee, I would. It's not appropriate.
No, it's nasty to me. Go. I can't. I mean, this is like. You think of our whole catalog. It's so vast. We've done so many episodes. And this is the first time we've ever had a pee guest.
I know. And we promised ourselves that if it ever happened, we'd hang it up. We said, that's it. That's the line that we drew for ourselves where we go, hey, as long as nobody's peeing on the damn show, we know we've done our job. Like, but once you cross that line, I don't know, man. I'm bummed.
And I remember it's the same thing with Beth when I was like so idealistic. It's like, you know, we'll just do it. We'll do like a real show, not a show where like people are peeing. Like,
no, I know. Yeah, that was like always the goal. And then. Yeah, and then, you know, there's that famous quote where it's like every show, begins as a movement, mm-hmm. grows into a business, and devolves into just a piss palace, just a pee, you know, showcase, essentially. And it's disappointing to be a part of it, but...
Devin, does this happen on the other show?
It hasn't come up. No. Never.
Unbelievable.
Not once.
So she's saving it for our show and shows that she guests on. There you are.
Sorry, guys. It actually took longer than normal because I held it so long. It took a while to know that it was like okay to go.
Yeah, sometimes your body goes like, really? Are you sure
okay,
this time?
Now?
Because I've been, oh, now that it's your idea, suddenly we all are, you know, on board for this. Well, I'm sorry. I'm not ready anymore.
Devin was just sharing what to me was a fairly shocking revelation, which is that this has actually never happened before on your own show. And so you are actually saving for when it's time to pee for when you are being a guest on other people's shows.
I'm so sorry. It was like, and I even drank in front of you. So rude.
And I should have known, and now I'm seeing, and I'm flashing back in my head that all the little sippies that she was taking. Mm-hmm. Nobody's that thirsty.
No, it's like the end of The Usual Suspects for me, where it's,
yeah,
suddenly it's all coming together. Like every time she's like, she's misspeaking, she's using ironically wrong, she's using opposite wrong, and then right afterwards she's like, boy, getting called out really makes a girl flushed, and then chug, 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 chug. And it was all a setup. I was getting played like a fucking
I dropped
fiddle.
The coffee in slow motion, and then Beth gets down and tries to drink the coffee on the floor. So she have to pee again. Well, that's it. I mean, like,
no!
Sean and I were saying, no, it's over. Like, Sean and I said from the beginning that we were going to do something, like, different. We weren't going to be like all these other shows where people are just, like, peeing like crazy on every episode. We weren't gonna do that.
Guys, I don't want to make you feel bad, but I have to share something.
Okay.
It shouldn't make me feel bad. You should be able to share something without me feeling bad.
The reason I had to pee is like it's a medical condition.
What?
Yeah. Like, it's just part of my body. Like, it's a medical thing.
Okay.
Wow. Well, this is actually really expanding my horizons.
I just wanted to be vulnerable. It's like if I drink a lot of liquids and stuff, or if I drink anything during the day, I have to go pretty soon after.
So I actually have something to share as well.
Okay, I'll go next.
Okay. As long as we are opening up. Me not being successful in my career is also a medical condition.
Wait, how could you say that about yourself? I think you are successful. Like, really successful.
I would invite you to talk to my fleet of doctors.
Why don't you tell the Johns Hopkins?
It's just ironic because I've always looked up to you. So
yeah, and you know, you can, it just goes to show that like you can persevere, and you are not this illness in the same way to some extent are a pee person.
Right.
Mm.
But it's like, it's like it's part of you, but it's not who you are.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That was really brave when you shared that, Hayes. I'd like to go on record that my absolutely horrendous personality is actually a medical condition. All the times I've sort of...
Oh my God, I'm relieved
corrected
hearing
Beth
this.
And all the sort of rude things that I've done and said on the show and off the show are actually a result of a very severe illness. And my doctors are working round the clock to figure something out. And the best they have so far is they've just been telling me to basically to go to sleep.
His personality is, while not perfect while he's asleep, it is much, it's a big improvement.
It's better. It is better. I don't think you'd find anybody who disagrees with that.
He still is kind of weirdly snide.
Yeah.
How does he, like, it must be, I feel like I just send my love and grace to your wife and your kid through this hard time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little play on my wife's name there. My main wife.
This is just really giving me a whole new perspective on people who pee in the middle of my podcast, which is, as of right now, a list of one.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm.
But it is making me think that me declaring, I was a kid, I didn't know anything about the world. And so when I said I would end the podcast as soon as someone had to pee during the show, that was actually me being ableism.
Oh my God.
In a way it was.
Wait. Yeah. Oh, okay. I just got confused. I was worried you were going to just end the whole podcast altogether, the series.
That's what we were. Yes. That's what we promised to do.
While I was in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Devin, we don't need you to confirm what.
Well, I'm just.
And Devin, so excited for it to be over, has been waiting for this his whole life.
That's why I came back for this episode. I was like, oh, I can see how this is all going to go. All the pawns are in place.
Oh, when they end, I can finally do my show, Hollyweird Handball. Fucking clown. This clown ass.
Dude. So when should we do our first show in the bubble?
I'm bailing on the bubble, man.
Oh,
all this pee
God.
Stuff has me like turned upside down.
You're the one who talked me into it.
I know. You know, honestly, I really thought the bubble was going to be a lot like that show on Comedy Central that I watched with Bobby Slayton, where we're all kind of just telling jokes, just like busting each other's damn chops. And Now I don't even know if I would want that anymore. And I'm looking at a list of Comedy Central programs that have existed, and I'm just not finding it. But I know I saw it at least once. I even remember one of the jokes, but it's pretty long. You guys probably don't want to hear it.
No, I do. Just for like, if we're not doing the bubble, at least chop it up one last time.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I may have even told it on the show before. I don't know. But it's just the one joke I remember from the show. And of course, Bobby Slayton told this joke. He was sort of the mayor of that thing. And yeah, I'm probably paraphrasing because it was, you know, in my memory, it was probably like 1992 or something. So basically a guy comes in and he's shopping for a pet at the pet store. He's in, they'll look at like some puppies or something. And he's walking around and he has a little chat with the owner and he's walking by. There's a parrot in a cage and the parrot says, "Hey, hey, fuck you." And the guy gets very upset. He goes, "Jesus Christ, man, you hear what your fucking parrot said? Like, what kind of pet store are you running? You taught this thing to say fuck you to a customer. I'm a paying customer. I was about to just buy a bunch of food and other items. And now all of a sudden I'm getting told fuck you by this parrot. Like, this is unacceptable." The pet store owner goes like, "I'm really, really sorry. He's never done that before. It won't happen again. I swear it won't happen again. I'm sorry. Like, here, sir, have some free stuff." And he goes, "Okay, all right." So the guy comes back in a week later and he has gotten a dog at this point and he's getting some food and a bowl and a leash and everything. For a week, he's been like, "I don't know what these things are." And then as he's walking by the parrot cage, he, for some reason, he looks over, and right when he looks over, the parrot goes, "Fuck you." And he goes, "This again? You promised me this wouldn't happen again. Did you hear what your bird just said to me?" And the pet store owner comes over and he gets in the parrot's face and he goes like, "Hey," he goes, "Hey, you do that again. Like, you're losing customers for me." And he goes, "You do that again, I'll rip your feathers off. Like, this is no good." And now I'm thinking this guy shouldn't be a pet store owner. But at any rate, this is what he says to the parrot. He goes, "Yeah, you don't say that to our customers." And then the guy's like, he's like, "Do you feel better, sir?" And he goes, "Yeah, I really don't want that happening." And he goes, "If it happens again, you have my permission. You can take this bird out behind the store and karate chop him." Like, and he says, "You hear that, parrot?" And the parrot's sort of nodding like he knows. And so, you know, the guy buys his stuff and he leaves pretty satisfied. And a week later, he comes back into the store and he walks by the parrot and the parrot goes, "Psst, hey, buddy. Hey, buddy." And the guy turns and he looks at the parrot and he goes, "What?" And the parrot goes, "You know."
That really was very long.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would buy your hour special telling other people's jokes.
Mm-hmm, yeah, that one was from this show, but I just cannot remember the name of it.
I loved it.
Beth!
I loved it.
Beth!
Thanks, Beth. That's really nice. I like a lot of your jokes, too. I'm not going to do them now, but...
Maybe. Beth!
Yeah?
Have you been holding out on us? Did you do the Tournament of Laughs? Did you do TBS's Tournament of Laughs?
I hope I'm hearing this wrong. Beth, have you just done 45 minutes of the show and not bring up TBS's Tournament of Laughs? If that's on your fucking resume?
The funniest tournament around?
Guys, look, I didn't want to tell you because we weren't doing it together.
Why would that be the reason? No one does it together. It's an individual competition.
Okay, but that's why I got out on the first round, because I felt bad that I was in it and you guys weren't.
Wow.
You lost a lot of people a lot of money. I'll just say that.
I'm sorry.
And I wonder if that was a fully fair competition or if maybe there was maybe a little side action going on.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it was rigged. And my mom does too, because she thinks mine was the best.
I got a pretty good idea who did the rigging. And same kind of person who turns a respectable podcast into some sort of cavalcade of urine.
I went with Pea Circus, but I am sorry.
I feel like I'm watching the musical Urinetown.
I feel like I have to remind you that it is a medical condition. Did you forget?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, I think me bringing it up is part of my medical condition, my personality.
Okay, forgiven.
Who'd you lose to?
Yeah, who whooped your ass? Who kicked you up and down Main Street?
I got my ass whooped. I got my face handed to me in the first round by Roastmaster General Jeff Ross.
No, oh, Jeff Ross?
God.
Yes.
And now we have to talk about this.
He roasted me to a crisp.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
If you can believe this.
Like any election, there was a sexual predator that you could vote for.
This is hard to believe, but this guy who seemed to really revel in dressing like Hitler for televised events was actually up to some bad stuff.
That that knocked me out.
Are you okay?
Well, I kept Googling like, wait, not my Jeff Ross.
Right.
Surely there's another. It must be a pretty common name.
It's not. Yeah. You'd think it would be.
You would think so, yeah. But
ironically,
that sucks. But funny's funny. I mean, that's what we found out at the Tournament of Laughs. Funny talks and bullshit walks, you know what I mean? It's like you just gotta march on down the end of the stage.
You know, ironically, Jeff Ross is the producer of my new hour special, but it's not that Jeff Ross. So
okay.
I'm going to have to go back on what I said earlier when I said it's not a common name.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
I don't know why I said that, because there are two Jeff Rosses, in the industry alone.
At minimum.
Yeah.
Is this a plug? Are we transitioning into a plug?
It's actually more of kind of like save myself type thing, you know? Like if people hear me talk shit and then think that Jeff Ross actually produced my special,
yeah,
I don't want to come off as a hypocrite.
You saying that nobody else has that name.
Right, and then
and that almost, it's the first name that appears after your special is
right,
over.
Almost guaranteeing that it would be that Jeff Ross. But it's not. It's the one from Conan, the executive producer of Conan.
Ah, just, Team Coco. Kevin is so familiar with them.
So is Devin.
Yeah.
Yep.
Devin as well.
Yep.
Wow. We're really plugged in.
What's Coco like?
He's pretty tall.
Yep. He once fake strangled me in the studio to make someone laugh.
Were you scared?
Wow.
Wow.
It was pretty, I found it very entertaining.
Okay, good recovery.
Did you do like a funny, like,
I did a type face, yeah.
That was really good, Devin. You were bored to do that.
Thank you.
I love you. Did it turn you on at all, or is that not really?
No, yeah. It's not really my bag. No.
Yeah.
What That's exactly good. That turns been... you on, Devin? This will give us another 10, 12 minutes of the show.
Honestly, just, I wouldn't mind knowing.
Wow. You know, just normal moms, I guess.
It's all coming together.
What's your special called, Beth?
It's Stepatism, and it's coming out August 20th on HBO Max.
Is it new stuff or the same stuff I've seen?
It's just the stuff that I did on the podcast today.
Same stuff. The podcast stuff. Do your mom and Sprint.
Yeah. No, that one's 5 years old. So I have done some new things since then.
In the past five? Okay.
Yeah.
I really liked that one, I gotta say.
It's not gonna be in there.
It's pretty long. Obviously you don't want me to do it.
No, I can't. I can't have you do that. I could send you the script for another one in the chat.
Do a new one, or
let's see.
I could do just the joke about Ohio.
Let's see here. I do have one I would love for you to do.
Okay, it's going to be about piss, let me guess.
I think this one's kind of fun. And it's like what all female comics only talk about.
And this is for me to do? And I've got it in the chat.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, hang on. Can I read it first or do I have to cold read it?
I feel like you can read it first because I want you to sort of like succeed. If we're not doing the bubble, I want to be able to like support you as best I can.
Let me give it a shot. And you could give me notes.
I won't.
And I'm coming in the middle. Like it's like, you know, but I mean, but I was single briefly for like a day. and that's when I realized I'm a little bit of a Tarzan dater. Like before I let go of this dick, I'm just like swinging to the next dick. So there's really only a brief period of time, just this split second where you can catch me without a dick in my hand.
Oh my God. I loved the riff. That was freaking solid. Thank you.
Thank you for the material. That's the part I can't do.
That was freaking beautiful. I want you to do my... Can you redo my special?
That's interesting. I mean, with the, you know, current economic state of comedy, it's going to be very hard for them to generate content. And maybe me redoing your specials would be a great way to sort of make it feel new.
It could kind of be cool if you think about it, if maybe like every, for the next, let's say like 3 months of your podcast, I come on each time just and feed you these lines and then it's
That'd be sick. And like, I also could work at some of your famous crowd work. I could be doing that as well. So before I go, so this I'd be like, but I was single briefly. Anybody single in here? Yeah. A couple hands going up. This one's single. Okay, don't do hands up because it's so clap if is anybody okay, this one knows. All right. Anyway, I was single, you know, for like a day and that's when then I get into my Tarzan stuff.
I like that.
Makes it seem a little like you date Tarzan though.
Yeah.
But you're a little bit of a Tarzan dater.
I just put a new joke in there. I just put a new joke in there for you to do.
Wow, yeah.
Is it time to leave?
Probably.
I actually have like 3 more hours if you guys want to hang out.
Okay. It's this odd position where I don't actually have anything. But I don't like want to do that.
Kevin, why did you need to be here?
I don't know. I can leave. Should I leave now?
Well, it's over now.
Well, you and Beth are probably going to hang out.
Yeah.
We got to catch up. We do notes together on your episodes.
Mm-hmm. I tell him what to cut and stuff and what to keep in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let me guess. Keeping all the pee stuff. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum podcast.